Illbloom seed flaw exposes 2,114 wallets, 5 malwares already drained. Security firm CoinSpec disclosed a vulnerability on July 6th that it calls Illbloom. Certain software wallets generated recovery phrases using weak randomness, which means attackers can recompute the seed phrases and empty the wallets. CoinSpec has identified 2,114 vulnerable funded addresses, and at least $5 million has been drained since the first confirmed on-chain evidence on May 27th, according to Cointelegraph's report and the firm's official disclosure. The flaw is not in any blockchain. It sits in the moment a wallet app first created a user's 1224-word recovery phrase. If the app's pseudo-random number generator was predictable, the resulting phrase came from a much smaller pool of possibilities than intended, small enough for an attacker to search. A single attack day took $3.1 million. The clearest incident so far came on May 27th, when attackers drained 431 of the 2,114 known vulnerable wallets in one coordinated sweep, taking $3.1 million. Another $2 million moved out of exposed addresses on Sunday as the disclosure went live, per Cointelegraph. CoinSpec noted that earlier exploitation may have happened before May 27th. That date is simply the first activity the firm could confirm on-chain. The affected wallets span Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polygon, Rootstock, and Tron, per the official disclosure, with Cointelegraph also listing Solana. Some of the vulnerable wallets date back to 2018, so this is not a bug in a recent release. A phrase generated 8 years ago in the wrong app is exactly as exposed today as it was then. CoinSpec is withholding the technical exploit details and has not named the specific wallet apps responsible, a deliberate choice to slow copycat attackers while users migrate. Hardware wallets and major apps are in the clear. The disclosure is specific about who is not at risk. Anyone who generated their seed on a hardware wallet is unaffected. Devices like Ledger's generate entropy in a dedicated secure element rather than relying on a phone's software randomness. CoinSpec's research also indicates most current mainstream software wallets are safe. The strongest candidates for exposure are what the firm calls less widely used mobile software wallets, particularly older ones. That profile matters because these are precisely the wallets least likely to push a security notice to their users. If your seed phrase came from an obscure mobile app, especially one installed years ago, you are the target audience for this disclosure. CoinSpec has published a checker at illbloom.org where users enter a public address and see whether it appears in the dataset of known vulnerable funded addresses. Entering a public address carries no risk. Never enter a seed phrase into any website, including this one. Reimporting the same phrase fixes nothing. The remediation is blunt and worth stating precisely, because the intuitive fix is wrong. Updating the wallet app does not help. Importing the same phrase into a safer wallet does not help either. The weakness lives in the phrase itself, not the software holding it. The only fix is to create an entirely new wallet. Confirm you were shown a fresh 1224-word phrase rather than a restore prompt, and move every asset across. That includes anything a compromised key can reach, staked positions, token approvals, and balances feeding self-custody spending setups, where the card draws directly from a user-controlled wallet. A card provider's security stack is irrelevant if the underlying key was born predictable. For most people, this disclosure changes nothing. Hardware wallet users and users of major software wallets can carry on, but 2,114 funded addresses is not an abstraction, and the drain pattern shows attackers already have the same list. Funds sitting on a vulnerable seed are not at risk in the vague sense. They are in a race.